From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Among America's diverse cultures are the Gullahs and Geechies. They descended from African slaves and preserved a unique language and hallmarks of their African heritage. For years, activists have fought to preserve communities along the coastal islands of South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. And now it looks like their struggles are paying off. Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina championed the Gullah Geechee Cultural Heritage Corridor Act that the president signed into law. It provides $10 million in Gullah Geechee historical grant money over the next decade. Also on the line with us, we've got Emory Campbell, a longtime activist in the Gullah community. Mr. Campbell is the former executive director of the Penn Center on St. Helena Island, South Carolina. Congressman, Mr. Campbell, thanks for coming on.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with this bill. Representative Clyburn, you proposed this in 2004, reintroduced the act last year, signed by the president last Thursday. What does it cover exactly?
Basically, it covers an area along the southeastern coast of the United States from around Jacksonville, Florida, just out of Jacksonville, a little place called America's Island. And it follows U.S. Highway 17 through Georgia, through South Carolina, and ends up near Wilmington, North Carolina. This off the coast of this area are these sea islands where a culture developed from people who came here from Africa. Many of them became slaves, and many of them, after the institution of slavery, were sort of isolated on these islands, and a culture developed, a sort of an amalgamation, of European and African. And because of the isolation, speech, habits, everything just kind of developed on its own. And of course, many years later, bridges were built to these islands, and then, of course, we saw they've got that cross-fertilization of that culture. I married into that culture. My wife is from Monk's Corner, South Carolina, down near Charleston. I served for a while on Penn Community Center's board. I was there while Emory Campbell was there for a while. And, of course, I got to really appreciate this culture because my first job out of college was teaching school in Charleston, South Carolina, and the language, the poetry, the songs, all of these things I just became enamored with. And so when I began to hear and see that this culture was slipping away, let me give you one little example. The baskets, the people who visit Charleston, they see these ladies making these what we call Gullah baskets. Well, these baskets are made out of something called sweetgrass. The sweetgrass is slowly slipping away. Why? Because if developers come, we do things to preserve the wetlands, and we do things to do what the majority community seems to think is important. But we never do anything to preserve things like sweetgrass. And that's what sort of got me moving on this, to see this culture and all the things attending thereto slowly slipping away and nothing being done to preserve and protect it. And so that's what this is all about.
Mr. Campbell, you know, I've been down in the region, some of the regions where there's this culture, and what I've heard a lot from different local residents is, you know, as people have come in, these developers have come in and built resorts, people who may be part of the Geechee or Gullah culture can't even afford property taxes. So at this point, what kinds of battles do communities face in terms of people being able to stay in the places where they grew up?
Well, I think you just put your finger on the problem, and I want to publicly now thank Congressman Clyburn for his bold and generous leadership in getting that bill passed that will probably help to preserve our way of life here as a culture. But that is the crux of the matter. This is primarily a land ownership-based culture because, you know, families of the land is very important to family. and holding the culture here in this corridor. And yet we do have the most desirable portion of the country right along the coast here of South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, where there's good weather and very, very good beach and environment. And so this land now is sought after, and therefore it becomes very valuable, and therefore the tax assessment reflects the value of the land, and income of people just don't keep up with that assessment. And so much of the family land has over the years gone up for tax sale at the courthouse steps, and families just struggle to keep it, and when they can no longer keep it, they just sell it.
Let me go back to you, Representative Clyburn.
Yes.
First of all, you're a Democrat,
yes,
and this is a completely Republican-controlled Congress. How did you even get this bill through? Were there any sticking points?
Oh, yeah. It took me almost 6 years of working on this. The first 2 years, of course, I got $200,000 to do a study, a two-year study. When that study was completed, I then took the results of that study and went to my subcommittee with it, and I convinced them that this was something that needed to be done. I worked very, very closely members on the other side. In fact, a staffer on the Republican side, when he saw the bill, became very enamored with it because his son had just talked to him about Gullah, and he wanted to know the difference. And I had to explain to him that it's Gullah in North and South Carolina, and it's Geechee in Florida and Georgia, but it's all the same culture. And so using that relationship, I then got it through the House. It got hung up in the Senate for almost 3 years. And finally, on the last week of the session before coming out, I went to Senator Orrin Hatch. Senator Hatch is someone who I've gotten to know. We shared a seat on the plane going out to former President Nixon's funeral. I had gone out at one time to play in his golf tournament that raises millions of dollars for Utah charities. And so we had that relationship. And so I called him, and I told him that the hold was on this bill. I needed this bill, that I felt a little bit insulted going back home this year after 3 years not having it, having gotten it done. 24 hours later, he called me back and said he'd consulted with the senator who was holding the bill up and that the bill would be passed that evening. And that's how it happened, the personal relationship that I had developed.
That must have made you very joyful.
Yes.
We don't have much time left. I wanted to actually toss something to Mr. Campbell. There was a film called Home Across the Water, produced in 92 by a frequent NPR contributor, Ben Shapiro, and it cites Cornelia Bailey, who was raised, I guess, and born on Sapelo Island, Georgia. Let's listen to what she has to say.
People come in and said, y'all need to preserve this just the way it is. But we preserve it just the way it is, it's sure as heck going to die. We can't stop time. Because if we stop it just the way it is and we want it back, just like this, do no changes, then what do we got? Nothing. You stalemate it. So we got to look toward the future a bit. We can't just do the present. And we can't use the past too much because we didn't pass that stage.
Mr. Campbell, your communities are ones where, you know, we talked about the property tax issue. Representative Clyburn brought up the sweetgrass issue, you know, the traditional crafts being endangered. And what Cornelia Bailey was saying was we can't just turn to the past. So what is the future of the Gullah and Geechee communities?
Well, the future has to include some of the presence and the future. But it also has to include, or it could include, some of the past traditions. No culture is static. We move with time, but all cultures have valuable assets that can move with time, such as the sweetgrass basket. It has changed its use from utilitarian items in the house to now commemorative art. Foodways that we once used in past traditional food is now making its way into mainstream America. Just like the language, we have words like tote and that have now made it into the mainstream of American and in the European language. So the assets that can be used as the culture moves from one stage to the other are the things that we must protect.
Representative Clyburn,
yes.
Very briefly, only a minute left.
Yes.
What would you like to see this bill do in terms of preserving this culture?
Emory Cammell has put his thumb right on the throttle on this. That's exactly what this is all about. I just chuckle when you talk about the tote bag. It's interesting to go in stores and see that being marketed. That's gullah. These baskets, that's gullah. There's a whole food thing that develops that's so gullah. The music. I'm really looking forward to that because, you know, I get carried away, really, when I hear this music, Common Meter. Those songs they do something to me. And so I think that's what we're trying to do here. He's right. Things develop. They move forward. But just because they move forward, it does not mean you have to leave anything behind. We carry it with us. We learn to appreciate it. And people then tend to understand who and what we are. These words like teeth, I've always been enamored with these words that have so much meaning, and then people hear them and get confused by it. So if we learn these cultures and we learn how things came into being, then we'll have a better appreciation for each other. And so I think it's important for us to do this. And
all right,
I am just
Congressman, we're going to have to break off here. Congressman James Clyburn and
thank
activist
you.
Emory Campbell, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.